Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Tulsa, Oklahoma, the 7th Annual Tulsa Metro Chamber Business and Technology Showcase. Say that three times real fast. See how that works out. I'm sitting in front of a new friend, Sharon King Davis, who's the owner of King Investments and a little development called Kings Point Village, and she's my new victim. I mean, my new guest.
Hello.
Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
And what do you think about this Tulsa Chamber? What do you think about these folks here?
Oh, they are wonderful. They create a great environment for business, for new business, for those that are seeking information, and just the networking is fabulous, all the different things that they provide.
What about that Sheila Curley? What are we going to do about her?
She is right on
She's
top of things.
She's a force, isn't she?
I'm going to follow her. Thank you.
but truthfully, there is no they in the chamber. It's we, isn't it?
Yes.
The chamber is you.
Creates a wonderful environment, and the business owners and the members are the chamber, just as you said. They are the committees. They are the worker bees. They are
don't
the
ask, don't ask what the chamber has done for you lately. Ask what you've done for the chamber, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about King Investments.
King Investments is a family-owned company.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. We're actually about the third generation in working
wow.
in this, in development. And it's my sister and I, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
We ended up with the girls, and we're doing just fine.
Really? Getting along all right?
And doing just very well, thank you.
Well, that's got to be pretty interesting. You know, I've known a few sisters who have worked together over the years, and, mm-hmm. and it works out pretty well.
We're known around here as the King Sisters,
the King.
As a matter of fact.
okay, now tell us what your business is.
We are mainly commercial real estate. And
I understand it's a good business to be in Tulsa these
days. It is right now, and we are in the retail end of the commercial business, and it is just doing just real well for us here in Tulsa.
Listing commercial, selling commercial for other people?
We actually are developing, managing, and developing our own properties.
Okay, but not the real estate end of it so much?
No, sir.
Yeah.
We're not out.
Okay. Strictly doing the development and the property management, that kind
correct.
Of thing?
That's
right.
correct.
And only on the retail side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is Kings Point Village?
Kings Point Village center that we built of 120,000 square feet. We had a piece of property
is
in our family.
Is this an interior? Our next, is this an interior shopping area?
No, it is not. It's an open-air lifestyle
right.
center.
I got you.
And one thing that we always say is our dad always trained us in the business, and mother always taught us to be good shoppers. So we are absolutely trained for where we are right now. And we had a real specific want and need that we wanted to do on this piece of property, and we feel that we created the right center for there.
See, there are women all over the world right now listening to you.
It's a dream job.
Saying these women have a dream job. They get to build their own shopping mall.
That's exactly it. But they are open-air centers, not malls. And it's interesting. Most people just assume. Of course, I'm from
No,
the
I didn't
generation.
Assume. I just wanted to make sure that we knew. I kind of paint a picture here of what we're talking about.
That's right.
Got the trees and the green space and the places where people can meet.
We actually have even contracted with a local artist, female artist in town.
Has to be a female, right?
That's right. She has some wonderful little caricatures that we actually had her make into about 3 to 4 foot, and they hold our stop signs and shoppers crossing signs and that type
of
thing.
See, you ladies, you know who's coming to shop, right? you know how to appeal to the people who are really coming to shop,
well,
right?
We wanted to create a good environment. Not we have some of the best merchants in Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
but we wanted to create a real welcoming and fun place to come and shop.
What are the challenges of a business like yours these days?
Good tenant mix. Being able, the obvious, which is
right.
in any business, is finding that correct loan that
right.
fits your needs.
The working capital you need, capitalize your project. How are you accomplishing that?
Right now,
good
it's
banks?
Interesting. Yes.
Good banks?
Mm-hmm. We are.
Interest is going up, though.
I know.
Makes it tough on a company like yours.
It is. We are getting ready
That's right out of your bottom line, doesn't it?
We're starting out on a new project, development project, on the river here in Tulsa.
What's the name of the river?
Arkansas River.
The Arkansas River.
Yes, and it is a beauty.
You don't mind that the Arkansas River comes through Oklahoma?
Not at all.
You don't change it as it comes across the
state? Because actually it's prettier right through here, because I saw it coming in yesterday. And you know, it's interesting. I saw it in Kansas, because we traveled to Colorado a lot.
It's not as pretty, is it?
It is not.
Yeah. What is
and they call it the Arkansas up there.
Well, so, that's what's wrong, man. That's the reason. Okay, so back to the challenges.
Yes, we are preparing to build on the river, and we'll be the first development on the Tulsa side of the river, as we like to say, and it'll be a wonderful retail center.
What's on the other
center.
Side of the river?
Jinx.
Oh, Jinx?
Yes.
Jinx, Oklahoma?
Jinx, Oklahoma.
I've never been to Jinx, Oklahoma.
Actually,
Sheila, can I go there today?
Actually, they call it Jinx America.
Is that right?
That's right.
Were they seceded or something?
You would think. We have a little friendly competition going.
So the first development on the Tulsa side of the river.
That is correct.
And that's Kings Point.
This will be the new one.
Oh, the new one.
The new one will be Kings Landing.
Kings Landing. Now, give us your website.
We have kingspointvillage.com.
Right.
And that will show you our lifestyle center and our tenants and introduce you to our family. And,
right.
and
what do you mean by lifestyle center?
Well, it's when people, you know, it's interesting. When you and I were growing up, or I may be older than you, I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, when we were growing up, going to downtown was a real community. And then the shopping centers went out into the urban areas. And then we went to the malls. And the malls basically created the downtown environment that you and I grew up with.
Exactly.
So now we're
going. Community.
That's right, where everybody saw one another and you passed them on the street sort of thing, you know, as you're in the walking area. A lifestyle center offers different types of tenants. We're not just a three-box store. We don't have the great big linen or the great big toy or the great big.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of tenants. In fact, we have. I think it's 28 tenants in Kings Point Village.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different things that will meet all kinds of lifestyles that people need. We have seven different areas where you can have dinner, grab sandwiches, whatever, in addition to a complete mix of tenants so that as you come and you're going, say, to the post office in the gift shop, and you'll say, well, you know, that needlepoint shop is right there. I'm going to go just check that out.
You know, I just did that yesterday.
You did, and your needlepoint.
I said, I've got to go by that needlepoint place.
I see that over there resting.
Sharon, give us the website again, please.
It's kingspointvillage.com.
How proud of you are you to be a member of the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce?
Very much so. But absolutely, I'm a fourth-generation Tulsan. So I'm just proud as punch to be a Tulsan.
Proud as punch. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Get any better than that. That's
I'm
like the
telling
top,
you.
Hey, Sharon, thank you for being here today.
I appreciate
you. I'm proud of you and
Tulsan.
Your sister and all your folks.
Thank you, sir.
Well done.
Thank you.
And I'll see you later today.
Welcome to
Tulsa. Thank you. I appreciate it. Sharon King Davis, ladies and gentlemen, she is the owner of Kings Point Village, as well as King Investments, along with her sister. And I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to introduce you to a guy named Chip Mead. He's in the paint business. Is that why they call him Chip? After. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Through this world, nothing can stop but together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.